The Fruit Inspector, written by J. Davy Crockett III, read by Shane Browning. Some people just have a way with words, and the knack of getting to the heart of a matter. Proverbs, the Book of Wisdom, expresses it this way, quote, "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver," unquote. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 11. An illustration of this characteristic is a man who became a friend of mine. When he first attended a church service with the Living Church of God, he walked up to the minister with a smile and said, quote, "I am here as a fruit inspector, to inspect your fruits," unquote. His remark brought a smile and a quizzical look. What he referred to quickly became apparent. Having studied his Bible for many years, the man knew that not everyone who professed to be a minister of Jesus Christ would actually be speaking the truth. Jesus said that many would come in his name, calling him Lord, Lord, and yet would not actually do the things he commanded. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. How can one tell who is the genuine article? As is often the case, the answer to that question is made very plain in Scripture. Jesus said, quote, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them," unquote. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Fruits? Why? What could that mean? The Apostle Paul wrote very plainly about the fruits of human behavior in Galatians chapter 5. In verses 19 through 21, he lists the, quote, "works of the flesh," unquote, which are not good. Then, in verses 22 and 23, he wrote, quote, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control," unquote. My friend, understanding this important principle, simply announced his purpose. Happily, he found what he was seeking and remains active in fellowship and serving one of our local congregations. Each of us has the ability and responsibility to think for ourselves and to make decisions about how we conduct our lives and our relationships with others. In an age that exalts a spirit of relativism, that is, the mistaken idea that there are no absolutes, we see many people adrift, morally and ethically. The tragic results are all about us. Unhappiness, poverty, ignorance, crime, heartache, and pain seem to be the norm. The fruit of this way of life is a bumper crop of misery. The Bible makes it plain that God intends for mankind to seek Him and His ways, quote, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you," unquote. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Again, the book of Proverbs puts it clearly into perspective, quote, "The simple believes every word, but the prudent considers well his steps. A wise man fears and departs from evil," unquote. Proverbs chapter 14, verses 15 and 16. As you pursue your goals physically and spiritually, consider the words of my friend and the instruction found in the Old and New Testaments of the Bible. The nations and places written about back then are in your news headlines today. The source of the problems we see all about us were also recorded anciently. Do you have the eyes to see and the ears to hear? If you, too, want to be a fruit inspector, our booklets, The Bible, Fact or Fiction, and The Ten Commandments will be a great help in guiding you in your study of the Bible. The information is priceless, but the booklets are free of charge.